You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Sorry, Eddie.
Oh, it's all right.
You've been there long?
No, no.
Oh, so busy getting the straw down.
Oh, it's all right, David. Always happy watching other folk work. You were keeping them in today?
Yeah, once they're in for afternoon milking, that's it.
Ah, well, at least you won't have to worry about the weather for a while.
Well, I think we're calling it right. The paddocks are getting tired.
Want a hand spreading it in the corners?
Oh, are you sure?
Oh, yeah. I'm after a favour myself.
What, is there a problem with the extra milking?
No, I've just seen Ruth. I can cover all you need.
You know she's back to her mum's again tomorrow?
Yeah, she said. Must be a nightmare for her, to in and fro in all the time.
Yeah, it's not our only nightmare either.
Yeah, I know. None of us could believe it.
Isn't it outrageous?
Totally. I mean, if they've got to have a road in the first place, why through here?
Yeah. Well, Save's been going flat out all weekend. Emails, texts, Facebook, the lot, letting the council, Francis Winterbury and everyone else know what we think of the decision.
Quite right.
Jennifer and Linda are trying to arrange a protest at the town hall.
Oh, yeah, we've got to kick up a stink.
Well, we mean to. Although, whether it'll do any good.
It got me wondering again. What happens if it does go ahead to your herd?
Well, we're not sure. We're still trying to take it in, Eddie.
Oh, yes, of course.
Shall we make a start on the straw?
Oh, sling us a fork.
Yeah. Won't take long.
No. Now, to my favour, I was picking up the wood you've set aside.
Uh-huh.
It'll add a nice touch of bulk to the bonfire.
Well, I'm sorry not to help more this year.
Oh, we'll be fine. I'm happy getting it ready and Kenton's doing the honours on the day.
You know he's twisted Robert's arm as well.
No, I didn't. Yeah. Oh, that's good. It's the two pallets you left. Mind if I hang on to them?
Oh, they're completely shot.
Oh, they'll fix up.
If they're any use to you.
Well, I reckon once they're patched up, they'll make a nice little stage.
What for?
My turkey pardon.
Oh.
Well, if there's a crowd, I want everyone to see clearly.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, now you're welcome to them.
That's all. Seems better than letting them go up in smoke.
It'll probably take you from now till... When's Thanksgiving?
The 27th.
Till then to repair them.
Oh, I'll fit it in summer. Though I expect if Heather's no better, you'll need me coming over right through the month.
Yeah, could well be.
I've got used to me afternoon milkings. Which is why... I know you can't look too far ahead yet. But if you have been thinking about what's going to happen to the herd...
Oh,
no luck.
Still not answering.
Oh, afternoon, Josh.
Hi. I've texted her. Mum's left her a message, but she's probably too hungover to answer.
Who's this?
Pip.
I don't think so, Josh.
With all her student mates, especially got wrecked last night.
There's more to university than getting wrecked.
Not from what I've heard, though I'm sure Pip takes her studies very seriously.
We're hoping she can come over this afternoon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we've got one or two things to talk through with the children.
Dig the scoop right in, Johnny.
Okay.
Not out of the way. The lasses have got to have the full amount.
Is that okay, Jazz?
Aye, it'll do. Now, keep away from the mud. Nice big scatter on the ground. Oh, shake it about. Proper scatter. I smell like it.
Why don't you use a bucket?
That'd be too much.
No, emptying the scoop into a bucket.
Ach, nah.
If they've got to have a set amount, I mean.
It's no fun in a bucket.
It's meant to be fun.
For them, no us. You just wolf it down, it'd be gone in seconds.
It'd stop any feed going to waste.
Doesn't go to waste. Look at them, they're foraging. Hunting room for every last scrap. This year as well.
They're messing the ground up.
That's what they're meant to do. No buckets in the ancient forests. Go on.
Like this.
That smell like it. The lasses need entertaining.
Entertaining?
Smart. You know, they need challenges. Things to keep them busy.
Want me to bring out my Xbox?
I'm serious. That's why I chuck in the odd branch or chunk of bark now and then.
Yeah?
It gives them something to play with. They've twice the brains of most folk I know. Three times if you count Nathan Booth as human.
I didn't know they were that clever.
Have they not taught you anything about pigs on your course?
Not much so far.
They're the queen of beasts.
Kens makes out he knows all about them.
Kens?
His dad's farm's outside, I don't know, Faircastle, is it?
No, it could be.
He's like the oldest in our group. I think he's 18.
Whoa, pretty ancient then, eh?
Acts like he knows everything already. He's all right, though.
Aye?
Most of them are good laugh on my course.
Well, when we finish this next lot, we can start hunting for firewood.
We're all meeting up tomorrow night, going bowling.
Ooh, you mad young tearaways.
That's a book four lanes.
All lads?
Oh, no, nearly half lasses.
Is that right? Any of them lookers? Got your wee heart gone? Pitter pat?
No.
Who is she?
No one.
It's no use trying to kid me, Johnny boy.
Well, this one lass is quite nice, I suppose.
Ha! I knew it! So, what's she called?
Yep, both back tyres are fine.
Good.
Anything else, Dad?
Well, don't think so. The oil's all right, water's okay.
And you've checked the battery?
Yeah, yeah. When I've greased the clutch shaft, we're done. Unless you want to clean out the cab.
What, all your old chocolate wrappers? No thanks.
All right. I'm sure they'll keep a while longer.
He only had one criticism. I still don't use my mirrors enough.
Yeah, well, you don't.
Especially at roundabouts. Otherwise, he says I'm ready.
What, for your test?
If I put in for it now, Brendan says I'll still have time for a few more lessons.
Oh, well, then go for it.
Maybe I could practice in Pip's car when she comes over today.
Hardly.
I can switch over the L plates.
That's not what this afternoon's about.
Yes, but
no,
Dad...
No. She can only stay for an hour. She's got to finish an assignment for tomorrow.
You could have asked her what she thinks when she rang back.
No. Your mum and I want to talk it through with all three of you.
Why does it have to be together?
Well, we feel it's better that way. It's a family decision. It's perhaps the biggest we'll ever make.
I guess so.
Which is why we want Gran there as well. It affects her as much as anyone.
Okay. But haven't you and Mum made your minds up already?
No, we haven't.
It didn't sound like that when I came in for breakfast.
Well, no, you're right, we were talking about it. We haven't done much else since Friday.
No.
And yes, your mother and I are very clear. If we're to have a chance of getting the farm we've told you about...
Hadley Hock?
Yeah. We're almost certainly too late already, but if we do decide to go, we need to get this place on the market pronto.
That's what I meant.
Yes, but only as long as all of us are happy about leaving. You know? Genuinely happy. This isn't about what your mum and I want. It's your, Ben and Pip's futures that matter. So any move has got to be right for you.
Okay.
Yeah? That's the bottom line. If you three aren't happy, we're not going. Is that clear enough?
Yeah. And I have been thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
In some ways, it could be great.
Mm.
But one thing really bothers me.
Is that the last it?
Yeah, pickup's empty now.
Very decent of you bringing it down, gentlemen.
Tony was glad of the chance to get rid.
Grandad said it's no good as fencing anymore. He might as well sling it on the fire.
Oh, we've got a decent stack now. Just needs heaping up, doesn't it?
Ah, well, good luck with that, Eddie. I've got an urgent appointment with Frieda's dessert menu.
Hey, is Kenton still in the doghouse?
Aye, Jolene's still no forgiving him Friday.
What's that?
Some joke about a Ouija board.
Right.
Oh, come on, it'll only take a few minutes.
Uh-huh.
You'll still have time to get to the ball.
Look, I've got to drop Johnny off first. He's got college work to do this afternoon.
No?
It's nothing important.
What?
Come on, Jazz, it'll warm us up.
Good man.
Something else they forgot to teach you at college. Never volunteer.
Right, basic structures there. We only need to stick this lot round.
Yeah, all right.
Go on then. But if she runs out of peach cobbler, you'll be hearing from our legal team.
Mike was going to help, then decided it'd be no good for his back.
What about my back?
Well, you sing out if you see a hedgehog, Johnny.
All right.
Some of the wood's been lying round a while.
I've never seen a hedgehog down here.
No, well, there's nothing like the number there used to be in Ambridge. David puts it down to badgers.
He blames badgers for lots of things.
Do they eat hedgehogs?
Aye, and steal bikes and go shoplifting.
What?
And get very shifty if you mention global warming.
Oh, take no notice. Well, I reckon it's more they're losing places to live. Well, hedgehogs, I mean.
Oh, it's going to be a right good fire, isn't it?
You're shaping up nicely.
This is a two-man job.
Okay.
Fireworks should be worth seeing, I know.
Oh, yeah. BL have chipped in a small fortune.
Oh, right. Doing your end.
Okay.
7:30 kickoff. Might be worth asking Melanie, eh?
Jazza.
Who's Melanie?
A nice wee blonde on his course.
Oh, I see.
He's crazy about her.
I'm not. And she's not blonde. She's got sort of long, chestnutty hair.
Not that you've noticed.
Honest, I'm not bothered about her.
Step back.
Why? What, is there a hedgehog?
No, it's just you're blushing that hard you might set the bonfire off early.
On you go. Keep going.
It's weird. The next time they're out on grass, it could be in Northumberland.
Yeah, if everything works out.
It's an amazing thought.
I knew Pip was quite keen.
It won't make so much difference to her, if she's staying to finish her degree anyway.
And you're honestly okay about moving?
Yeah. Like I told everyone, I was worried about the hens, but Pip's right. Neil's bound to take them. Or know someone who wants to.
And that is your only doubt?
Yeah. It's good, really. Lots of people at college have moved around.
Go on.
And I've never lived anywhere except here, so yeah, it'll be really cool. Hadley looks amazing online.
Yeah, we might not get it, you know.
I know.
What do you make of Ben?
Oh, he was so worried when he thought Grant wasn't coming with us.
I expected him to say no.
Don't stop there, go on.
He always seemed the most unsure.
He's okay with it now.
Well, he likes the idea of being near both Grants, but I'm surprised he's not more upset about leaving Borchester Green.
School, school, wherever you are.
Well, we'll try to make the move as easy as possible for both of you. Your mum's already setting up meetings with the teachers.
What about my driving test?
Yeah. Well, put in for it anyway. Could be months before anyone buys this place.
But we're definitely moving.
Well, that's what we've all decided. So, yeah. First thing tomorrow, I'm going to ring Rodways. And Brookfield will go up for sale.
I promised your brother I'll help clear it, Edward.
Yeah?
Only a sapling, he says, but it's blocking the track into Cranesbill.
Oh, it come down in the wind last night, did it?
Yeah, blowing a storm, wasn't it?
Kept waking Kira up.
I thought I'd call in on the way, see how your trough's doing.
Still not right, is it, Dad?
Yeah. The water should be coming in stronger than that.
I don't know why I can't get the pressure sorted.
Look, if the non-return we put in's no good, I can find you another.
No, it's okay.
Oh, second hand, no cost.
I'll mess around with the tap first and the test screw.
Well, if it ain't either of them.
Yeah, thanks.
Still all right for tomorrow?
Suppose I'll have to be.
Edward.
Yes, I know.
Hey, it's a big day for William.
So everyone keeps telling me.
First proper shoot of the season. Justin Elliott's bringing his wife and mates up from London special.
Can't afford not to be there.
We'll enjoy it. Jennifer always puts on a good lunch for the beaters.
It's getting embarrassing, though. I have to scrabble around everywhere for a few quid and a free meal.
Yeah, we all do.
And Em does one Halloween party, her and Fallon, and already they've had two more inquiries for kids' parties. I'll be minting it soon.
Well, that's good, ain't it?
Yeah, I suppose it is.
Telling the bees, Mum.
Making sure the roofs are secure.
Any storm damage?
Nothing obvious.
Did you see that Josh has cut back a couple of branches?
Yes.
He was worried about them hitting the hives.
He's very good like that.
Yeah. And Ruth got off okay?
She must be worn out. It's such a trek.
Well, at least it'll be simpler in future.
I wasn't trying to listen in, David.
No, I know.
I only wanted to take the washing out of the machine.
Mum, you'd a perfect right. You're coming with us.
I I'm afraid hearing you talk to Rodway's pulled me up short.
It was harder than I thought it was going to be.
That's why I came up for a breath of air.
Yeah. Well, at least it's done now. We're on the market.
Yeah.
I've left a message for Glynn as well, letting him know we're serious about Hadley. And asking for pointers on local builders.
For the conversion?
Well, it won't take that much, getting it fit for dairy, but we want it done properly.
Oh, yes. Lovely place. Only I keep changing my mind.
Mum?
Whether to bring the bees or not.
How about here and all? Right, that's it, William. It should all squeeze in the back now.
It's okay. I finished with the chainsaw, Mitch.
There's a funny... You don't mind guns?
Ah, he's all right with the saw. Just don't like being too close.
You're lucky there's only one to clear.
Yeah, I thought it'd be worse. I can't believe how strong it blew.
Oh, kept your granddad awake all night. Mind you, he was in a mood any road.
Yeah?
Your mum threw out a pile of his old thermals yesterday. Said they were not fit for purpose.
Well, it's unsettled all the birds again.
Better last night than tonight.
Yeah, the forecast isn't great.
Oh, what do they know? Right, ready to shift the big stuff.
Yeah, it's been bad enough without the wind.
You got it?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's a fox going through the kale near Leaders.
Anyone seen him?
No.
Hold on, I'll help.
Oh, no, it's all right. It's usually thick with birds there.
What's happened to him?
Oh, it was all right a few nights back. Hardly anything there yesterday.
Yeah, there's always the odd fox around.
Oh, no, it ain't just that. I've got to use Kestrel instead of Juniper, second drive.
Yeah?
I usually bank on Juniper for an important shoot.
So, why can't you?
Track's a quagmire. If I take the guns in tomorrow, it'll be churned up for a month.
You'll be fine.
I won't.
You like this every year, William.
Well, I mean it. I've still got to get the cash out for the beaters.
Oh, yeah, don't forget that.
Then we've got to go around Littleton, haven't we, Mitch? Dogging the strays. Oh, yeah. And to cap it all, we've got an extra gun coming now. A friend of Justin's. Confirmed this morning.
Short notice.
He was invited a month ago.
Oh, blimey, that's rude.
Worse than that, it's his first time. Brian's promised to find him a loader.
Yeah, he should have told him to sling his hook if he's got no manners.
Oh, no chance. Justin does a lot of business with him.
Oh, wants to impress him.
Oh, yeah. Like there wasn't enough pressure on me already.
Want a hand, Grandad?
No, it's all right, Johnny. I'll be finished in a minute.
How come you're leaving some of it in the ground?
Oh, you do that with pak choi, so you can cut and come again. Look, you're going above the growing point, and you'll have another head of leaves in a few weeks' time, even in winter.
That's all right, then.
Yeah, good value for money.
Is this for the shop?
Yeah.
Want me to do something? Pick some tomatoes or the... What is it?
Spinach. No, it's okay. I'm nearly finished. I know you need your lift soon. When am I dropping you at the bowling alley?
I'm not sure I'm going now, Grandad.
What? What have you done to your face?
I've sort of had a bathroom disaster. I was shaving.
Really? Yes.
I only bother once a week, like, more or less, and since I was going out tonight...
You wanted to look your best.
Except I haven't got a razor here. I normally use Eamon's, so I sort of borrowed yours instead.
And it won the fight.
Sorry, I should have asked.
Do you really need such a big plaster?
It's the only one I could find. It wouldn't stop bleeding.
Well, as long as you take it off by the time we leave.
I'm a total mess underneath. It'll put Melanie right off.
No, it won't.
Oh, it will. It's like Wolverine's had a go at me.
Why don't we ask your gran for some advice?
What for? She shouldn't shave, does she?
Well, she'll know how to disguise it.
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah. And don't worry too much about Melanie. In my experience, women quite like battle scars.
First time the Buttons have ever made a guy for the village.
Is it?
As far as I can remember.
Right, that's the worst of it.
Yeah, once I've finished sweeping, the parlour's done.
Hasn't taken long to clear up.
Oh, I've done it on my own mind. I've had it often enough.
Ah, it was no trouble. We really appreciate you covering the extra milkings.
Ah, suits all round, don't it? Will Ruth be there yet?
Well, she left quite late this time, probably not.
I don't envy her driving in the dark.
No. Well, she may not have too much longer.
Shame she's missing Bonfire Night.
Yeah.
Right, that'll do, won't it?
Yes, fine.
I don't know what they'll come up with. Not like any guy we've ever seen before.
Not if Tilly and Molly have got anything to do with it.
Oh, I explained to their mum why you lot ain't making it this time.
No, well, thank you. Not after the Justin Elliott debacle.
Yeah, I expect he's feeling pretty pleased with himself. He's got the decision he wants on Root Beer, ain't he? So whether it ever happens or not.
I was going to tell you, Eddie. We've decided not to take the chance. We're selling up.
Hey?
We sat down with the kids yesterday. We talked it through with them and Mum, and we agreed that's best.
Blimey, you're actually leaving?
Yes.
Oh. I knew you were thinking about it, but this quickly.
Well, once we'd made our minds up, you know.
These things can drag on for years, David, and still fizzle out.
We've seen a first-rate farm in Northumberland. Might not get it, but we're set on finding somewhere up there.
Oh?
Well, we just wanted you to know at once, so you'll have plenty of time to look around.
It's fitted in pretty well, this little job.
And we are extremely grateful for everything you've done, Eddie.
Blimey. I never thought. Not so soon.
Oh. You know, Heather's been a big factor in it all.
Yes, of course. Oh, I'll have a hard time finding more dairy work round here.
David, your supper won't be worth eating. Hello, Eddie.
Are you leaving us as well, Jill?
Yes.
You're going to find that hard, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm sure I'll get used to the idea. The only thing still worrying me is the bees.
Can't you make your mind up?
I might see if Valerie will take them at Overton. She's talked about beekeeping often enough.
You definitely don't want to bring them with us?
I don't think so.
You won't have any trouble finding a take around here.
No. Or I could wait and see. When we've a buyer, they might want them.
Possibly.
I'd like that. I can't imagine our orchard without hives.
He thought he had me cold, but last four frames, right? A spare, then a turkey.
A turkey?
Oh, three strikes in a row. Oh,
that is impressive.
I've never done it before, Grandad. Never been close, but Ken's just got me so worked up.
Ken's? Is that short for Kenneth?
No, Kenzie. Oh, he hates losing, and because he's, like, older than the rest of us, he thought, you know, he didn't even have to try.
So you showed him.
Totally nailed him.
You sound even more competitive than Ken's.
Hey, and you were right about, you know, my shaving cut and all.
Nobody noticed.
Melanie did, but can't put her off too much.
No?
No, because, well, I asked where she's going on bonfire night, and she's not doing out, so...
Oh, yes.
She's coming to the Ambridge one with me.
Is she?
Except she might need a lift home. Is that all right, Grandad?
Yeah, that's quite all right. My goodness. You are a fast worker, aren't you?
Yes, Ambridge View.
Ed, it's me. Sorry it's so late.
Will, what's wrong?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No.
Then why are you ringing? Do you know what time it is?
Yeah.
You could have woken Kira.
Sorry.
No, she's only just gone to sleep. She had a rotten night last night.
Well, I tried your mobile first. It went straight to voicemail.
Yeah, for a reason. It's late. I'm trying to wind down before I go to bed.
Well, it's about tomorrow.
I've already told Dad that I'll be there.
Yeah. But Barry just rang. He was going to be one of my stops, but he's got flu. Well, at least that's what he says.
So what?
I'm using Dad at one end of the line. And will you take Barry's place?
Yeah, but you're still going to be one down.
Look, Pete reckons his neighbour will beat for us, but he's never done it before, so I can't use him as a stop. I need someone who knows what he's doing.
And you reckon that's me?
When you put your mind to it.
Is there any extra cash in it?
I wasn't paying Barry extra.
Well, maybe that's why he's not turning up. Come on, it's got to be worth a few extra quid.
Trouble is, I've taken the money out of the bank already.
Someone's moving upstairs now. You probably have woken up Kira.
Well, what do you say?
Well, what's the point if I don't get paid for it?
I'll put in another fiver.
What, for the whole day?
Ed, it's my first shoot under the new setup. It's really important. Are you going to back me up or not?
We'll pop the trays down here, Adam.
Okay.
These are only for the latecomers. The rest have drinks already.
Oh, the slow gin smells lethal.
Oh, it's rather nice. You should try some.
Maybe when it's over, Mum.
Oh, well, yes.
I don't think the guns would appreciate my being under the influence.
No. Oh, it was very good of you to agree.
Well, I can see how much it means to Ryan. Charlie's highly amused. I'm one of the drivers today.
Oh, is that who you're talking to?
He rang to arrange a meeting on Friday.
Oh, have they finally come to a decision?
He didn't say. We'll have to see.
You could always ask Justin directly.
No, I'm under strict instructions. No talk about the estate contract.
Have we got something to warm Justin up?
Oh, good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer. Adam.
Hi.
Coffee or slow gin?
Coffee, please.
Isn't Miranda with you, Justin?
I was telling Brown she's getting her cartridge bag from the car.
How was the drive up?
Non-existent. We stayed at Grey Gables last night.
Oh, that was sensible.
So, are we in for a good day?
Well, I should think so, don't you, Adam?
As long as the breeze doesn't pick up.
Ah, there we are.
Thanks. I see Yosef's made it. Thought he might be a sat-nav casualty.
Surely we're easy enough to find.
He got jammed in a lane last time out of Mayfair and abandoned the car for his PA to fetch.
We're not really in the wilds out here.
In fact, Yosef was one of the first to show up.
Oh, he's a good chap, not one of the flashy ones. Has a sixth sense for bare positions.
Any advice gratefully received.
Brian, Justin's friends are here to relax.
Oh, looks like we're almost ready. I'd better bring my Land Rover around.
Yes, please. Henders is the man, if you're after advice. Isn't he here yet?
Henders?
Stephen Henderson, darling. I did mention him.
Oh. Could do Damara and BL an awful lot of good if he's a mind to.
Remember, this is his first shoot.
He's taken a lot of persuading, but he says he's prepared to be convinced.
Well, I hope he turns up soon. We're about to draw for pegs.
Oh, stop going on, Will. I get it.
But Cranesbill ain't too bad. It's when we get into Kestrel and Spitfire.
I've beaten in both of them before.
But you've never been stopped there, Ed.
I know what I'm doing. I've seen it plenty of times.
It's different. Watching someone else do it.
I take the hedge at Kestrel. I tap gently. The birds won't get past. Now, will you relax?
Yeah.
You're getting wound up over nothing. You got a full team of beaters. The rain's held off.
I know. And, well, thanks for turning up.
Yeah, well, if I say I'll do something, I'll do it.
Right. Well, we better think about starting.
What's Martin Gibson doing here?
Morning.
Oh, all right, Martin. You're in the wrong place, I'm afraid.
I know where I'm meant to be. You haven't seen a lost investment banker wandering around, have you?
Yours, Justin!
Oof!
Short! And that's Cherrywood.
Not bad.
Oh, you've done all right. I thought the last one was safely away.
Well, this is a good spot. Nice low dip. They're coming over at the right height.
I'm starting to get my eye in, too.
You're doing very well, Martin.
Well, we could do with a few more birds coming over. But it's not been a bad morning, all told.
Well, thank you.
Do you know if it's gone any better for Henders?
Not as far as I can tell.
Pity, after the trouble we went to finding him.
I don't understand how he was so lost.
We reached Ambridge, all right. What I heard was they then asked directions from Bert Fry.
Oh, no.
He couldn't get away.
So he still hasn't hit anything all morning.
Have you seen him in action? In his ostriches, not pheasants.
Oh, they look nice.
Oh, take one with you, darling.
Well, thanks, Mum. Brian's texted. I'd better get back to collect my lot.
Oh, I was hoping you'd tell me if they'd come out all right.
When did you ever make a bad venison pasty?
Well, it's been such a higgledy-piggledy morning. I forgot to buy any cream for the bread and butter puds.
What a disaster.
Well, I dashed to the shop, and while I was there, Kenton said the most extraordinary thing and completely threw me.
Oh. I must get going. I'll see you later, Mum.
Oh, bye, darling. Hello, Will.
Hi, Jennifer. The beaters and pickers up are about ready to come down.
Oh, that's all right.
Well, can I take them straight to the barn?
Yes. There's a soup lunch ready.
Oh, great.
And everything's laid out for the punters, too. Except the venison pasties, and I don't know what they're going to be like.
That's great. Oh, we'll set off, then.
Oh, what sort of a morning have you had?
Oh, all right, really.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, it's turning out better than I expected.
Hopeless. Has the horn sounded?
It doesn't need to. I'm giving up. Have you hit anything this drive?
Not so far.
You're not going to either. The beaters are almost through the wood.
No.
Hoped it might pick up after lunch. Brian was full of how good it was going to be.
Well, he doesn't do underselling.
Sending us out live on pegs. Fat lot of use that is if the birds veer off at right angles.
Is that what's been happening?
More or less.
I haven't seen anything up here. Though the wind hasn't helped.
I've shot in worse.
Well, yes.
If the keeper's doing his job, they know their own territories. As soon as they're flushed, they're over the guns to their feeding areas. Instead of which...
There we are.
So, Spitfire's officially a washout.
Well, they may have done better further along.
You think so? Didn't sound busy to me.
Fingers crossed, Justin.
Apart from anything else, it's a complete waste of all that discreet shuffling around.
Good. Do you think he's tumbled how nice everyone's being?
Henders? No. Sensitivity isn't his strong suit.
It's fairly obvious. We all move down a couple of pegs each drive, yet somehow he always stays near the middle.
It'll have gone straight over his head. Unlike the pheasants.
Any joy?
It's been an absolute pleasure, Brian.
Oh, good.
Complete tranquility for half an hour, undisturbed by any sign of wildlife.
Yes, it is rather unfortunate, because normally Spitfire's one of our most rewarding drives.
It's perfect for quiet meditation. I expect you have Buddhist monks queuing up.
Any better your way, Brian?
Not really, no. Though don't forget, we had a decent morning.
Passable. Has Henders put anything on the game cart yet?
No, I don't think so, no. But at least we're finishing off with Longwood, which is always rewarding.
Let's hope so.
I'm sure he'll bag something there.
If we lend him a howitzer, perhaps?
You've got to be ready this time.
It wasn't my fault.
I'm not saying it was.
Dad reckons some idiot with a dog sent half of them up.
Yeah, but if you'd been in place...
But I still couldn't have done anything. They weren't running through.
It was so embarrassing.
They were flying right over the hedge. The wind was confusing them.
Yeah, right.
I couldn't do anything about it.
As long as it doesn't happen here as well.
Well, that depends on how well you've done your job.
Well, what do you mean?
Maybe you want to sort your drives out better.
Ed.
It's no good having plenty of birds if they don't know where they're going to be going.
Has Miranda enjoyed herself today?
I think so. Once she can get away from Natalia, we're taking Henders for a meal.
Oh, are you staying another night?
We'd love to, but I'm meeting my finance director first thing, so it's back to London after refueling at Grey Gables.
So, it's been worth a trip up?
I've enjoyed the company, some of it. Adam!
Hi.
I haven't thanked you for ferrying us around.
Oh, it's all right. You've made a change.
Have a drink on me.
I can't.
Share it out with the other chauffeurs.
I'll make sure they get it.
You did a good job.
Thanks.
Justin.
The only part of the day which did run smoothly.
That wasn't very tactful.
It was getting on my nerves.
Oh?
Dropping hints all the time. I'm not here to discuss farming contracts.
Yusuf certainly enjoyed himself.
Has he?
Well, that's what he says.
Well, he looks quite happy.
He's a diplomat, hides what he really feels, even from himself.
Well, he seemed genuinely pleased to me. And your friend Henderson's brightened up a little.
Thank heavens.
After I let him have the pick of the game card.
I suspect it'll be the first and last time he comes shooting.
Well, the pity about the wind.
Perhaps it's just not his sport.
Certainly wasn't an ideal introduction.
It hasn't been that bad, has it?
No, not at all, Brian.
It's had its moments.
Well, it makes you focus, having so little to aim at.
We didn't do badly in Longwood.
Yeah, I was going to say. And I accept Kestrel was quiet, but otherwise we had a reasonable morning.
Brian, the whole day's been perfectly enjoyable. You've nothing to apologise for.
No.
Don't forget your birds.
Oh, thank you, Will.
Mr. Elliot.
Thanks.
For your trouble.
Thanks. That's very kind.
And a little something from me.
Cheers.
Well, overall, I've enjoyed my day. And I'm sure there's great sport to be had here in future.
In future?
Once Will's ironed out one or two little glitches, don't you think? Are you coming, Martin? Miranda's finally shaken off Natalia. I know she'd love to see you before we go.
Yes, all right.
I'll be in touch, Brian. Thanks for hosting us.
Bye. Bye, Martin.
Bye.
Little glitches? I couldn't help what happened.
No, look, it's all right, Will.
Look, I told Charlie I needed extra help.
Yes, yes, you did.
As soon as he made me push the numbers up, I said it's too many for one keeper and one part-timer to look after.
OK, now, look, I promise I'll raise it again at the next board meeting. Oh,
well, that's going to be too late for this season, though, isn't it, Brian? And who's going to get the blame?
I mean, how arrogant can you get? Shoving £20 in my hand.
Oh, he probably wasn't thinking.
He was lucky I didn't tear it up in his face.
Oh, I'm sure he didn't mean anything by it.
Oh, Justin Elliott knew what he was doing, all right. Putting me in my place.
Oh, well, never mind, darling. Oh, did you manage to try one of the pasties, eventually?
Ed, your money.
Oh, yeah, I was waiting till you finished with Brian.
Well, there you go.
Tart.
Well, it's all there, and the extra.
Yeah, cheers. I honestly couldn't have stopped him at Spitfire.
No, I know. I, shouldn't have had a go.
Yeah, well, I guess you were under the cosh.
It's the way they're making me run the shoot.
Yeah?
I told them it wouldn't work. They blame me anyway. I've never had such skinny tips.
Well, it's like Grandad says, you don't get rich being generous.
Well, if it carries on like this, well, it won't make for a very good Christmas.
Hmm? Well, at least that's something we've got in common, Will.
Been roped into helping with bench boxes?
Yep.
We won't have time to load up before we go out, but otherwise we're almost finished.
That's quick. Tony, Saturday morning.
What's that?
The protest outside the town hall.
It's definitely going ahead.
Yeah, from 10 to 12.
Oh, save can count us in. Pity you won't be able to come, Johnny.
Helen says the road's going to ruin Ambridge.
Well, it'll make quite a mess if it goes ahead. Seeing your mum and Eamon again is even more important.
Oh, yeah. I'm really looking forward to the weekend. How many more do we need?
We're not far off. We're picking up Melanie, aren't we?
She ain't coming now.
Oh?
Isn't she?
She said at college some family do's come up.
Oh, well, never mind.
There are always so many parties on at Bonfire Night.
She can come across another time.
Maybe.
Is the van open, Pat?
I've got the key on me.
If we're not quite so pushed for time, perhaps we can load up.
It'll make life easier first thing.
Yeah, if you unlock it, we'll finish in here.
And then we can start getting ready for the bonfire.
Yeah, at least the rain's passed over.
Oh, no.
Johnny?
That's great. That's really great.
Johnny?
One, two. One, two.
Is that all right then, Kenton? I'm Rockets and Candlepots and you're on Fountains and the Cakes.
Robert is Rockets. Robert is a rocket.
We're going to be kept busy.
Yeah, no, Fountains and Cakes, that works for me.
We've never had such riches.
It's a fair old chunk from BL.
Lindy still thinks we should have refused.
Mm-hmm.
Are you quite certain about these Borsetshire blasters?
What is not to love about great, noisy starbursts?
Well, we've never tried them before, and you have got rather a lot.
Well, Ambridge demands a spectacular finish. And if nothing else, we owe it to the Button Girls.
Yeah, they've worked hard.
Yeah, I know. It really is a world-class guy.
Surprisingly traditional.
It's a shame we have to stay this side of the Am. We won't get to see it go up properly.
Well, that's the big disadvantage of not using the green.
Yeah, thank you so much, Hilary Noakes, for making us move to Jubilee Field. Yeah,
everyone says they like seeing the fireworks reflected in the water.
Yeah, but it used to be much easier setting the PA up outside the Bull.
Oh, you seem to have managed here all right.
Yeah, well, Will gave me a hand to run the cable out, which nearly cost me my ears and sanity.
Why?
Oh, things didn't go well at the shoot yesterday.
Where are the port fires?
By the PA.
It's all right.
Yeah, lots of grumpy clients, apparently. It was too windy.
Ah, it's not too bad tonight.
Chilly, though.
Yeah, well, Lindy's promised to bring some coffee before it starts.
Ah, excellent. At least, I think they're by the PA.
Once she's made her casting calls...
I thought the panto had fizzled out.
Oh, yes, it has, but we're putting on Blithe Spirit instead.
Gosh, really? Surely,
Kate. Yeah, she was inspired by the goings-on at Halloween.
Ah, yeah, now that was great fun. Yes, they're here.
Yeah, well, she's not only directing, she's playing Madame Arcati as well.
Wow. And when are the auditions?
Well, there aren't any. No one turned up for the panto ones.
Oh, yes, I heard.
And so we're so short a time, she's casting people directly.
Oh, okay.
So Caroline and Oliver signed up to play the Doctor and his wife, and I think Lindy'd hoped Elizabeth would take part. Oh,
seriously?
Well, she said she's too busy.
Well, probably had quite enough drama in her life for one year.
So, anyway, Lindy's making a few quick calls before she comes down.
Yeah, well, I don't really know the play, but if she needs a dashingly handsome juvenile lead, she can talk to my agent.
How are we doing? almost ready, David.
Yeah, it shouldn't be long before people start drifting along.
I have some new petitions about the road decision. I'm putting one in the bull for people to sign. Might try to drum up some support out here, too.
Well, I'm surprised you're still bothering, really, Dave. Now, you and Ruth have thrown in the towel.
Found out what it was?
Once he calmed down a bit. It was from someone else on his course. Melanie hasn't got a family party tonight. She's going out with Ken's.
Ken's? The older boy?
Oh, Johnny says he's not bothered, but... Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's horrible being stood up.
Yeah.
Especially when you're 16.
He says he doesn't want to go to the fireworks.
It mustn't ruin his whole evening.
Oh, I think we're better off leaving him be, Tony. We'll have our cup of tea and let him get over it in his own time.
Yeah.
Is it brewed yet?
Give it another minute.
It wouldn't be so bad if they weren't all on the same course. Hope it doesn't put him off. Tony?
I kept out of it too much with John and Tom. I'm not going to stand back and feel helpless again.
Oh, Neil's got the fire going then.
Yeah, he set it off while you were chatting to Jennifer.
The crowd's building. We'll be rammed by 1:30.
She seemed determined to find you.
Oh, yes.
In fact, she looked really intrigued.
Robert, have you ever said something and then wished you hadn't? And you have to keep saying it because you didn't say you shouldn't have said it in the first place.
What are you talking about, Kent?
Well, last Friday, dressed up in my finest Gomez Adams outfit...
For Halloween?
And I wanted to keep the mood going after we closed up. So... we decided to have a bit of fun with a Ouija board.
Robert, well, where's Linda?
She was here a minute ago, Susan. She's just brought us some coffees.
I've looked right round Jubilee Field. Couldn't see her, so I came over here.
She's taking a petition round Lieblands before the fireworks start.
Oh, but she is coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. I've picked up her message about Blythe Spirit.
Oh, yeah. I knew she was going to approach you.
How come everyone's been asked except me?
I know it by name, of course. She said it's a 20th century classic.
Perhaps Noel Coward's finest.
And she wants me to be Edith.
That's right.
Sounds quite down to me.
Well...
I don't know where I'll find the time, but, well, any chance to dress up like Lady Mary?
She was breathtaking, absolutely breathtaking.
Yeah.
I was at Borchester Tech on day release. Once I noticed her, I spruced myself up each time. Best shirt and jacket. Always arrived early enough to see her come in for her secretarial course.
You and Gran get off. I'll carry on with dictionary skills. I'll be all right.
Oh, we've got a few minutes yet. Do you know what she said when I finally plucked up the courage to ask her out?
No.
Sorry, I date men, not boys.
She didn't.
You don't forget something like that. Men, not boys. Well, you can imagine what it did for my self-confidence.
Oh, yeah.
Looking back, I expect she was fed up with being pestered. I didn't see it at the time, though.
What a rubbish thing to say.
Oh, I went through a lot worse later in my courting days. Lost a job over a girl once.
Did you?
Yeah. She was a smasher, Jane. I was meant to be keeping an eye on a heifer, calving for the first time. But I didn't. I took time off to see her instead. My boss was not impressed.
Why didn't Melanie say it to my face? Instead of lying about a family party?
Oh, perhaps she wanted to tell you the truth.
Well, why didn't she then?
Because it was too difficult or embarrassing. It's hard saying what you really think sometimes, isn't it?
She should have told me straight.
Yes, she should. But we all get things wrong when we start going out with people. I did. Your dad did too.
Did he?
Yeah, oh yeah. Sometimes you say things, you promise things that aren't true. Not because you're a liar, but because it's easier. Only you end up hurting people or being hurt yourself.
Next time I see him, Ken's will be giving it all. Loser. Oh, he makes me sick.
You'll probably get hurt again sometime, Johnny. Unless you're going to give up girls altogether.
Oh, I feel like it right now.
I'm afraid it's part of learning who to trust and how to be trustworthy yourself. But that doesn't mean you can't enjoy the rest of your life in the meantime. Do you really want to spend all evening stuck in here being miserable?
Thanks, as usual, to the parish council. And a big shout-out to Molly and Tilly Button for this year's amazing guide. Thank you, thank you. And thanks also to Borchester Land for their generous sponsorship of the fireworks. Okay. Now, if we're all set...
Ready for blast-off!
Can you all help? Right, here we go then. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1...
Edith?
That's right. She's only a maid on the surface. But Linda says in lots of ways she's the most important character in the whole play.
Oh. So you've agreed?
I've had to, really. She swears there's no one else in Ambridge good enough to carry it off. So, in the end, I gave it. Right.
Well, well done, Susan. Now, if you'll excuse me...
So, only the Borsetshire Blasters left, eh?
Half each, yeah, when the time comes?
Yeah, why not?
You still haven't said if you were responsible, Kenton.
Responsible?
For the Ouija board shenanigans.
For the glass moving, you mean?
I assume it was you, spelling the name out.
Honestly, Robert, I am almost hurt you could think that of me.
You've got to admit, Gran, it's totally excellent.
I'm not complaining about the display.
It's way better than I was expecting.
It is good.
So, why does it matter where the money comes from?
I think it does.
Now's not the time, Pat.
Hey, the guy's burst open.
Oh, that's not straw, is it?
I think it's Joe Grundy's old underwear.
What?
Kenton said the Button girls begged some from Clary for stuffing.
Oh, no.
That's why it looked so good. It was full of pants.
Like dating, really.
Oh, no, Johnny.
Guys, it's all right. I'm glad I came out.
Here we are. 3 mulled ciders.
Oh, thanks, David.
Got to keep the road protesters' strength up. Cheers.
It's very difficult to picture events like this without you, David.
Absolutely.
We're going to miss you so much.
Oh, thank you. Well, it isn't only the road. There's Heather as well. Ruth's back up there with her now.
How is she?
Well, you know, second fall.
Such a shame.
That was quite something, wasn't it? Oh, where's he gone?
Johnny?
He sidled off under the tree. Where the girls are.
Oh, Pat. He must be feeling better. Just look who he's talking to.
actually set her shed on fire?
Oh, only the roof, but I heard it was a proper little blaze.
Oh, dear.
Till the neighbours put it out.
And Hilary Noakes blames you?
No, no, that's the beauty of it. She's convinced it was her great-niece armed with a rogue sparkler. And long may she think so.
Kenton.
Yeah, well, it probably was, Elizabeth.
Well, not from what you're saying.
Well, I'm certainly glad the local CSI weren't called out. A smouldering fragment of a Borsetshire blaster might have raised a few awkward questions.
Just you to go over the top.
Oh, it was worth
it. Go ahead, Sheila.
Yeah, they were the best fireworks in years.
I'll get the door.
Oh, come on, let's clear a space.
Okay.
Mum's brought some flapjacks with her.
Specially baked this morning.
Oh, excellent.
Well, I feel such a nuisance.
No, you're not.
Oh, thanks. That's making poor Elizabeth come over from Lower Loxley.
Oh, I'm glad to be out of the office for an hour.
And I'm sure you're busy at the ball, Kenton.
Oh, does Jolene good, coping without me for a while?
She must be cursing me.
Makes her appreciate what a treasure I am.
That's my fault, I'm afraid.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, sit here.
Thanks. I'm giving lessons the rest of the afternoon. This is the only time I can do.
I'm the awkward one, dragging everyone to the stables.
Oh. It was worth it for the flapjacks alone, Mum.
I thought it was better meeting here than Brookfield. I want you all to understand why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Oh, Gran'll like that.
She doesn't want too many guests.
But Carol and Christine are such old friends.
That's what we thought. And we're inviting Jim as well.
The curd's firming up much better now.
He gets on so well with Peggy.
It'll be quite a crowd, Mum, if all the family are coming as well.
Well, Dad insists we've got to celebrate her 90th birthday properly.
Still can't get over him suggesting it.
I know they don't always see eye to eye, but family means a lot to your father.
And the party's on the actual day?
Yep, next Thursday.
You having a sit-down meal?
Oh, not with so many guests. It'll be more of a buffet.
Well, if you want me to make anything.
I might take you up on that.
We're about ready to run off the way.
I've taken your advice on the cake, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I talked to Fallon yesterday.
It mustn't be too fancy. Gran has simple tastes these days.
Oh, I know that. But Fallon has some lovely ideas for the icing.
Oh, Johnny was asking me what to buy her.
He wants to get her a present.
Yeah. But he's short of ideas, so I suggested something cat-related.
Oh, he really enjoys being part of a big family, doesn't he?
Yeah. He always asks how Rob and Henry are doing.
Yeah, it was so funny yesterday. Well, not to start with.
What's that?
He was let down by a girl at college. She was going to the fireworks with him and ditched him for a better offer.
Oh. Well, he didn't say anything about that to me.
Oh, he was absolutely heartbroken. Slunk off to his room, wouldn't talk to me, didn't want to go to the bonfire with us. Somehow, your dad brought him round. Then it was the quickest recovery you have ever seen. Spent all his time at the bonfire chatting up Molly Batman.
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, they seem to get on very well. Mind you, then he met Phoebe's friend Josie, all her friends. Quite a harem by the time we had to leave.
Likes having a gaggle of women round him. Well, we know where he gets that from, don't we?
Oh, yes.
It's not my place to talk about the money side of things.
We don't expect you to, Mum.
But I know David and Ruth will be perfectly fair. They'd like you to retain a share in any new farm so it'll stay a family business.
Don't worry. We'll talk it through with them. Make sure there aren't any problems this time.
Yeah, but that's not what we're worried about at the moment.
No.
What we're worried about is you being over 200 miles away.
Have you never heard of cars and telephones?
But, Mum, it's a total overreaction. I mean, typical Dave, mind you.
Well, that doesn't help, Kenton.
But it is. I mean, all right, we all know that selling up has always been his and Ruth's worst-case scenario.
And that's what's happened. Route B's been chosen.
At the moment. But these things are so complicated. There'll be appeals, it'll go to court.
It could go on forever.
Yeah, or never even happen. So why not wait and see?
They feel that's only prolonging the agony. And it's not just the road. They're very concerned about Heather.
Yeah, and we're concerned about you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if Dave and Ruth want to up sticks, you know, fair enough.
If that's what Mum's decided.
It's going to be such an upheaval for you.
It's so far away.
Yeah, and we'll hardly ever see you.
That's not true, Kenton.
Mum, all any of us wants is for you to be happy.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're all being very kind.
No, we're not.
I know that it's all been up in the air. But are you sure, Mum?
I want you to understand, going with David and Ruth is not favouritism.
Oh, we're not saying that.
I love you all equally dearly. You do realise, don't you?
Yes. Yes.
Kenton?
Yes, of course, yes.
I'm going with them because, well, since I moved back from Glebe, it's been like a second lease of life.
Because you belong at Brookfield.
Let Mum have a say.
Kenton's right. I do feel I belong at Brookfield. It's made me useful again. You don't know how important that is to me.
But we do, Mum.
While I was rattling round in Glebe, trying to keep busy in the garden or tidying up in the house, I was never really happy, not deep down. I'm one of those awkward people who can't live just for themselves. As long as I've got my strength, I need to be useful. Even something as silly as collecting the eggs or making sure there's a hot meal on the table when everyone's been out working all day. It's how I'm made.
Oh, Mum.
And you've all been so kind, offering to let me move in with you.
We're serious.
I know, yeah. Darling. But with the best will in the world, I wouldn't fit in quite the same way. Farming's been so much a part of my life, it's who I am. That's why I'm going to Northumberland. The only reason.
As long as you feel you're making the right decision.
Thank you. And you really mustn't imagine, just because I'm going to be a little way off, I'll be coming back all the time. You'll grow sick of the sight of me.
I very much doubt it.
I'll be coming to see you, the grandchildren, all my friends, and of course, your father's still here.
Mum, don't upset yourself, Mum.
Hey, would you like some more tea? Someone, come on, pour Mum another cup of tea.
That's a nice idea.
They're making a start tonight.
Putting together songs from the 20s.
Up until now, more or less.
Perfect.
Although Johnny wasn't too impressed with Tommy Croker.
Dad made him listen to Tommy Croker.
He played one track when we got back last night. It's all Johnny could stand.
It's all anyone can stand.
Won't matter, mixed in with the rest. They're trying to reflect different times in Peggy's life. Jennifer's doing a photo book too.
Yep, I've given her one of Henry. Right, we're ready for more salt.
I spoke to her this morning. She's certainly warming to the idea.
I'm sure she'll love it.
She's having her hair done, of course.
Oh, you know how Gran likes to look just right.
I promised I'd give her a lift to the salon.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, which reminds me, I said I'd pick up a poppy for her from the shop.
She's left that later than usual.
No, she's lost one. Fell off her coat, she thinks.
Oh, right.
She doesn't want to be out and about without it. It'd be quite a push, thinking about it. Getting out of the hairdressers and getting the buffet ready first.
Well, actually on her birthday?
Just before the party.
Oh, you're going to be pushed, Mum. What about your refresher course, the food handling?
Well, that's not till the Thursday after.
Well, I thought you said it's next week.
Did I?
Well, I'm sure you told me the 13th.
Oh, Lord, you might be right.
Well, this was ages ago.
I think you are right. I can't miss it again. I'll have to see if Jennifer or Lillian can take her.
Well, I'll do it.
Oh, you sure?
Yeah. One of the benefits of stepping back from organics is being flexible.
I suppose so. Well, it would be very helpful if you can.
Yeah. I'll let her know about the change of plan.
Thanks. And don't you need to get a move on now if you're collecting Henry from nursery?
Yeah, we've got just enough time to get it into Moulds.
Johnny will be finishing about now as well.
Oh, was it today? Shadowing the sausage making?
Yeah. I wonder what he's made of Morris.
Is that all right?
Yes, I can easily run Mum home.
Don't worry. We'll lock up as soon as I've got my coat on. Get off to your lesson.
Thanks. And whatever you decide, Mum, I'm 100% behind you.
That goes for both of us.
Thank you. It means a lot to me.
You do feel all right now?
Perfectly. I don't know what came over me. Go on, work hard.
Will do. Bye, Mum. Bye, Elizabeth.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, and the flapjacks were delicious.
Thank you.
See you, Kenton.
See you. Bye.
But doesn't it make you mad?
Oh, I hate seeing Mum so upset.
I could crown Dave. Why is he making her choose so quickly? Even if they ever build Route B. I mean, if. It won't start for an eternity.
No, probably not.
Yeah, so why can't they stay on for her sake? You know, at least for another year or two.
That's what I was hoping. But it doesn't look as though that'll happen.
Oh, and when she mentioned leaving Dad behind, I was gone.
Oh, Kenton.
Hasn't she earned the right to spend the... well, however long, here, where she belongs, with us.
Oh, I wish I could stay and talk.
No, no, it's fine. You get off to your class. Oh, I don't know. I mean, what is it going to be like, Shula? Not having Mum around.
I wouldn't have minded, Elizabeth. I'm perfectly capable of walking.
It's no trouble.
And it's still light.
It's only a minute or two out of my way.
Oh, we're so busy.
Oh, your collar's a little skew-iff. Can I?
I'm sorry I was so silly earlier.
You weren't being silly.
I had it all ready to say before I came. I didn't know I was going to make a spectacle of myself.
You didn't?
You do understand, don't you? It's not about choosing one of you over the rest.
No, of course not.
Poor Kenton looked so hurt.
You know how fond he is of you. We all are.
And how about you, Elizabeth?
Oh, well, my opinion doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
No, I want you to be happy. That's all.
It's one of my biggest regrets. Not being here to help when you need me.
Oh, Mum.
I'll be thinking of you all of the time.
Do you need a minute before we set off?
No, darling, I'm quite all right. I've made my mind up. Now I've just got to get on with it, haven't I?
You're right, Tony. Just the one seam that needs welding.
Yeah, 20-minute job in the workshop, if that, once we get it down there.
Maybe fix the float arm and all.
Yeah. Is this the one that was playing up?
Aye, one of the sows must have given it a knocker the weekend.
Oh, can you pull the pipe clear, Jazza?
That was an awful mean trick to play, though.
Oh, it wasn't a trick. Johnny wanted to find out about sausage making.
Ready to haul it on the trailer?
Oh, give me a second. My fingers are numb.
It's chilly right enough. Oh. So how long's you abandoned them at Sawyer's?
Oh, it was only going to be for an hour.
Long enough.
I thought they'd be so busy with the mix and fill, they wouldn't have time to chat.
When did work ever stop Morris Narin?
Well, that's what I was hoping. Unfortunately, I was held up delivering. By the time I got back, they'd hung the batch up and had the coffee and chocolate digestives out.
Oh, no.
And Johnny was telling him all about being stood up on bonfire night.
Oh, I bet Morris couldn't resist that.
Do you know what he said?
Something profoundly depressing.
Never mind, I'm sure you'll meet a nice girl one day.
Morris said that?
Yes.
Oh, Morris!
I couldn't believe it myself.
He must have had a bang on the head.
He said afterwards, Johnny was so cheerful, he didn't have the heart to tell him the real truth about life and relationships.
Oh, he's developed a tactful side.
Seems so.
Oh, that boy's having quite an effect.
I may not be technically addicted, Ian, but it's a close-run thing.
To our lemongrass tea?
It's what keeps me coming back.
Well, I thought it was my charm and good looks.
If that illusion helps you get through the day, by all means, cherish it. Though I suspect Jill's only after Danish pastry.
Carol, I haven't said anything about pastries.
I could sense you thinking about them.
Okay, so it's one lemongrass tea and Jill?
Well, we can't give you our order.
Well, why not? I'm heading to the kitchen anyway.
Go on. It does a chef good to have to rough it sometimes.
Yeah, and I'm plenty used to being ordered around lately.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. We had a group in from the shoot on Tuesday night. One of Justin Elliott's friends thought the correct way to attract services by clicking your fingers and keep shouting, laddie.
I hope you tipped his meal over his head.
Not quite, but I can't say we exhausted ourselves trying to oblige.
Some people have no idea, do they?
So taking your order will be a pleasure.
In that case, I'll have a decaf cappuccino, please.
Certainly. And how about the Danish pastry?
What do you think, Carol? Shall we share one?
You see, I knew you'd insist on it.
Very good. That's one lemongrass, one decaf cappuccino and one pastry.
Two pastries. Ooh. And make sure they're the squidgiest.
Naturally.
He's lovely. Now, is this what you wanted to show me?
Yes, Rodway's dropped it off this morning. Mm. The brochure for the farm.
Rob's in with the vet's team, so if you don't mind using his office.
Suits me, Charlie.
It seemed a good chance to meet up while I'm at Berra.
Well, give me a clue. Is it good news or bad news?
It's like everything, Adam. It depends on your perspective.
That sounds like bad news.
No, not at all. From a personal point of view, you may be in for a pleasant surprise.
What do you make of it?
A little florid, perhaps. A gem of a mixed farm beside the River Am, with stunning views from Lakey Hill. They've no need to try so hard. The photographs make it perfectly clear. Brookfield is quite beautiful.
Yes.
A river, a wonderful farmhouse. The orchard, that's been taken at the perfect angle.
That's what I thought.
Even with most of the leaves gone.
I'm glad he's got the hives in.
Well, I must say, Rodways have done a good job.
It's so strange, seeing it parcelled out. The house and two separate packages of land.
If I could afford to, I'd be tempted to buy it myself, Jill.
I wish you would. I know you'd look after it.
It has so much potential. It's for younger people with younger dreams.
I've decided against taking the bees. I'm hoping one of the buyers takes them on.
Oh.
I know it's not very likely.
Well, you never know.
I've walked down to them so often, doing the checks, week in, week out, for years. The orchard will do something very special when they've gone.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed.
Though the chances are it'll be grubbed up anyway.
Oh, no.
Quite a few of the trees are past their best. And, of course, there's no money in it.
No.
It's somewhere for the hens and hives, that's all. It'll probably be torn down for solar panels or a digester.
Oh, but even if it is, you'll still have your memories.
I know time can't stand still, Carol, for me or anyone else. But when I come back to visit, I expect I'll stay away from the farm. I'm not sure I could bear seeing what happens to it.
Are you sure you're doing the right thing, Jill?
I've spoken to the children, told them my mind's made up. But when the brochure came this morning, it did rather shake me up.
It must have done.
Leaving everything behind. It's like turning my back on the past. And on Phil.
You admit the wheat yield's up this year.
BL are extremely appreciative of all the hard work you've put in. But looking over a five-year period, twice you've missed where you should be.
The others have been damn good yields.
You've never really got on top of the black grass problem.
Oh, along with half the county.
Then there's the maize. I accept there were issues with the harvest.
Yet they weren't issues. There was too much rain.
Which affected everyone.
We coped as well as the rest.
Not quite.
No?
I've been looking at a comparable range of holdings.
Have you?
I'm afraid home farm contracting comes in at the lower end. It's not catastrophic.
What?
But clearly underperforming. See for yourself. What you've achieved on estate land, next to holdings near Henlow and Elwes Wood.
Different soils, Charlie. Different conditions.
Fair point. We'll come back to it. But you can't expect me to ignore the bottom line.
I've done everything you asked. Jumped through every hoop.
Please. Adam, this isn't personal.
It feels like it.
In my view, and the board's as well, it's nothing to do with effort. It's a structural problem. We're not questioning your sister's ability, but trying to oversee things from another country isn't ideal.
We're in constant communication.
I'm afraid it hasn't worked out quite as well as we all hoped.
But you always knew what the setup was.
Yes, we did. And now we've given it a fair trial, we're choosing to move forward in a different way.
Oh, okay.
You made a good point about soil types. We feel a company with a broader experience will find it easier to fine-tune the system here.
So you're done with us?
I'm afraid we're not renewing the contract. In future, RB Farming will be responsible for all our farm management. As a matter of interest, they work the holdings at Henlow and Elwes Wood, I showed you.
You do know RB's reputation, don't you?
Yeah, I wouldn't be dealing with them if I didn't.
Oh, terrific.
They're well respected in the industry.
Yeah, not by anyone who gives a damn about the environment.
Come on, madam.
They farm right up to the edge, in every respect.
They're extremely efficient.
Oh, efficient?
Within all the appropriate regulations and codes of practice, yes.
Why bother asking me over? Why didn't you just ring up and say, you're finished?
It's more complicated than
that. Though it would have been nice to get some warning. Didn't you at least owe me that?
This really isn't personal.
Does Debbie know you're ditching us?
Debbie's future is a separate conversation, I'm afraid.
What?
It's something we're looking at. I can't discuss it now.
Oh, so this is only the Dump Adam conversation?
No.
And you said it might be good news.
Well, that's what I'm coming to. I can understand why you're disappointed.
Oh, can you?
And I hope I've made clear the board's decision isn't in any way a reflection on your ability or your commitment.
Well, you just don't want me working for you again.
No, on the contrary. I was talking to RB's regional manager this morning, Todd Foster.
Oh, I know Todd.
And I gave him the hard sell on what a committed, dependable guy you are.
You did what?
I don't want to lose touch, Adam. I've got an awful lot of respect for you. And while RB are taking charge of our cropping plans and all the rest from now on, they still need men on the ground.
You're not serious.
If you and your team put in a competitive offer...
What, to do the same job at half price?
No, not at all. Todd says if you prove yourself, RB can offer you plenty of other opportunities. Countywide.
You really are pushing it, Charlie.
Am I?
Yes.
You've never wondered what it would be like, hmm? Stepping out of your sister's shadow. Heading up your own contracting team without always answering to her. Why not have a little think about it?
I just have. And you can stuff your offer, Charlie.
You want to make a start?
Well, let's wait for Johnny to find his overalls and come back.
I've never seen him do that excited. All he's going to do is watch some welding.
I promised to let him help, finishing off.
I'm standing well back then. I don't want to lose my eyebrows.
The other thing he's happy about...
A hot date with Molly Button?
No. Well, not as far as I know.
She'd make mincemeat of you. She's a terror.
He's looking forward to seeing his mum and Eamon tonight.
Oh, aye. What time are they collecting them?
Around 6. He can't wait to tell them everything he's done on his course. And here.
You think he'll make a go at it, Tony?
Oh, I don't see why not. Have you ever known anyone so keen?
Well...
He's hard-working, got a real knack with the stock, never seems to get tired.
Aye, it's uncanny right enough. Just looking back at myself when I was his age. What are you giving me that look for?
Are we clear your side?
Hmm?
That's a bad angle. Are we clear your side?
Yes.
It won't get any better for staring at it, Adam.
Can you believe his cheek?
Yeah, I can. Just, like, put your phone away.
I'm coming up with an answer.
No, that's not a good idea.
I thought I'd made it clear enough earlier.
Yeah, you did.
I can't have if he's still texting.
Oh, come on, Adam, just look, put the phone away. Never answer in anger. Go on.
Maybe I should go around and thump him instead.
What, and miss out on our big monthly shop? I know you don't mean it.
That's so patronising. Really irritating.
Oh, great, the school boss.
When I've calmed down, the offer holds good.
Well, he should have had more sense. But don't rise to it. Put the phone away.
All right.
Look, you don't need who is it, RB Farming, to give you contract work. You'll find plenty of your own.
Ian, we've been through this.
Yeah, I know. You said it would be difficult.
Yeah, more than difficult.
But if there's work around for RB to pick up, well...
They've got economy of scale. They can undercut any bid we make.
Well, isn't it about quality as well?
Not if there's too big a gap. Which there will be if we have to travel any distance. Bang our costs. Oh, the trouble is home farm contracting is a minnow in a pool full of sharks.
Oh, my...
Our business model just doesn't stack up at the moment.
Did you see that?
What?
What, the turn off to Brookfield? Look, take a look.
Oh, yeah.
I know we knew, but actually seeing the for sale sign go up?
Yeah.
Well, it looks as if the Archers really are leaving Ambridge.
For the latest Archers news, features and insights, go to our blog at bbc.co.uk/archers.